The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So then we come now to the last talk of Metta, the Brahmavihara of Metta. And when this Brahmavihara becomes strong, when this Metta becomes strong, it's said to be immeasurable or without boundaries, limitless, spreading out in all directions. So we find in the teachings of the Buddha that it seems the Buddha held loving-kindness up as a very important way to live a person's life, that it's a reference point or it's a teacher for us to be kind or have goodwill in our speech, to have it in our actions to other people. If we have to have difficult words with someone, that Buddha said, first make sure that you have goodwill in yourself. Prepare yourself for that and have goodwill for the conversation. And if there's no goodwill, then that becomes your teacher. That becomes the material for mindfulness and really see what's going on there. Chances are, if there's no goodwill, that you're not really granting other people their freedom, giving them their freedom. And I like to think that the freedom that Buddhism is championing, the liberation that Buddhism is about, is less your liberation, that you become liberated, and more that you give liberation to all things, that all things now become free of you. So, freedom. So, goodwill, cultivating goodwill is a very helpful. It's healing, it's developing, it's a wonderful way to develop a kind of non-striving, non-conceited approach to doing mindfulness practice, to meditation, to develop concentration and mindfulness in a field of goodwill and have that as a background. And as marvelous as goodwill is, as strong as it become, it is also associated with the Buddhist path of liberation. And a variety of steps along the way, as the metta practice deepens, that liberation is part of it. The first that emphasized by the Buddha was that when one's goodwill is strong, one is liberated from ill will. When goodwill is strong, there's no ill will. So no hostility. And now the Buddha actually says it's not possible to have any ill will, aversion, hostility, if there is metta. So to cultivate and develop metta, to get a hang of it and understand it and make it, have it accessible, helps us to be free of ill will. And this idea of making it accessible, being familiar with it, developing a habit, almost a habit, or practicing it, developing it, thinking about it, so that when you need it, it's available. You know how to find it in yourself or to evoke it in a genuine way, in a way that's really has integrity to it, not something that is surface coating of ourselves. As metta meditation, if we do this as a meditation practice, as it deepens, then at some point, a person, like could do with any good meditation practice, eventually becomes liberated, freed from the hindrances. And this is really appreciated tremendously in the tradition, so much so it's called a kind of a preliminary liberation, to no longer be caught in the hindrances. And it means that when the mind is no longer under the sway of desires and aversions and sloth and torpor and restlessness, regrets and doubt, and to have the mind no longer under its sway, no longer under the power of those, is a phenomenally wonderful way of being. And it clears the heart, it clears the mind, and then loving kindness has a clear field to develop. And now it could develop much more uninterruptedly. And it can deepen and deepen. And as a meditation practice, it can become boundless, as I read yesterday, in all directions. And when the loving kindness becomes quite strong, becomes kind of all-pervading or fills us, this is not ultimate. This is not the end of the path in Buddhism. So it's important, if you want to do the Buddhist path to liberation, to not take experiences of boundless love, where some people have wonderful feelings of love or goodwill or kindness that have no object but seems to radiate in all directions. It just seems like everything is touched, like Midas is touched. Everything is touched with our goodwill, our love, our kindness. And it's sometimes called, in the tradition, it's called wet love and moist love. And then you have kind of everything gets moistened by our goodwill and our kindness. But to go further, this loving kindness practice, when done well and strongly, can be a foundation for liberation itself. And so to not stop at there, but to go further. There's a story in the ancient texts of a disciple of the Buddha Sariputta visiting a man who was dying and taught him the practice of the Brahmaviharas, to practice these. And the man was able to practice them quite deeply and was able to die in this beautiful state of one of the Brahmaviharas, goodwill or compassion. When the Buddha heard about this, he told Sariputta something like, paraphrase it, well, that was nice, but actually, why didn't you teach him liberation as well? Because that man was poised, ready to really set his mind free. So it's possible to do loving kindness and then go one step further and really do the ultimate act of kindness for oneself or for the world, and that is to really let go and be liberated in a very deep way. And it's a letting go of the every remnant, every trace, every foundation within us of the forces within us that lead to suffering. So letting go of clinging makes room for love, more love. And the fundamental letting go, liberation, is letting go of clinging. And without clinging, then what is there? What's available? What sensitivity is there? What receptivity? What feelings and connection do we have to the world? And so to use loving kindness as a basis for liberation, requires a variety of insights. And one of the insights is when the mind is very, very still, abiding in love. Imagine that everything the mind feels and touches and experiences is touched with kind of love for everywhere. It's kind of that characterizes the mind. Very stable. But then to have an insight that this also is conditioned. This also is kind of a certain way constructed. Not to make it the absolute, like this is the nature of the universe, this is the nature of the cosmos, that everything is love. It can feel that way, but in the Buddhist meditation, we don't want to end there, but to see, oh, this too, in some deep way, is a construct, is a movement of the mind, activity of the mind, to experience this, to have it this way. And seeing it as being a construct and seeing it as being impermanent, seeing it as being inconstant, seeing that there is something beyond it or between it or underneath it that has vast space where the deep letting go of clinging can happen. And so, to have some sense that there is something more, as profound and ultimate as great love can be. In deep meditation practice, very stable, there comes an intuition, a sense that there is something else. There is freedom. And that freedom, is not a thing. It's the absence of clinging. And to be there at this tremendously pleasant, enjoyable, safe, satisfying, healing place of love, and then to understand that, oh, there, I can let go further. That whatever sense of self I have, who's the one who loves, that's not quite the end of the path. There's something beyond that sense if I just put that down and have no self-referencing. If I, last little kind of leaning into it and wanting it, letting go, there's something more beyond love. And in a certain way, even love drops away completely. The goodwill, this boundless field, drops away in liberation. This place of radical non-clinging is one of the safest, most wonderful, and peaceful places that a person can ever experience. It's the culmination of a wish to be free of suffering. And to know that freedom and to come back without clinging, then the goodwill we've been cultivating and developing, then that goodwill can feel connected to others, can feel open to others, can have love for others, compassion and goodwill. And there's no need, no desire, no clinging to need to get something back from someone else, to rely on other people for our safety, our security, our status, our admiration, our sense of worth, our sense of satisfaction, our pleasure, that then the love, this beautiful thing, we can offer our love to the world and the love is safe. People are free from us in our love. And this is a fantastic thing, to be able to love, and the love itself carries with it the gift of freedom, where everyone becomes free of us. So it's a deep interconnection without any need. And then people can be as they are. And if they become free, then, as I said earlier, one of the really wonderful things is when two free people meet in love, in goodwill, and kindness. Neither one needing something from the other, but each one being able to delight and enjoy each other and their goodwill between them. So, thank you. That's our week on metta and loving kindness. And then on Monday, we'll begin with the next Brahmavihara, which is karuna, compassion. And I wish you all well, and may you spend this weekend maybe reflecting, thinking, talking about, and practicing with loving kindness and goodwill wherever you go. Thank you.